Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So there's this story I'd like to share with you. There was a man who was mountain climbing, which all of you in Colorado are quite more familiar with than myself. But he was climbing, and there was something wrong with his equipment, and he tumbles off the cliff, and he was able to hold on to a tree branch that was hanging off the side of the cliff. And he cries out and he says, "If anyone can hear me, help me." And he hears a voice from the clouds say, "I can help you. Do you trust me?" And the man says, "Yes, I trust you. Just help me." And he says, but the voice from the cloud just says, "But do you truly trust me?" It's like, "Yes, I need your help. I trust you." It's like, "Do you believe in me?" And he says, "Yes, now help me." And so the man hanging on the cliff for dear life hears the voice from the cloud say, "Okay, just let go." There was a silence, and then the man hanging on the tree branch says, "Is there anyone else out there?" This has a little bit to do with faith and trust. The gospel this morning, we saw that there was a man who was paralyzed, and he had several people bring him to Christ. And Christ sees the faith of these people, not just the paralytic, but all of the people that had brought him to Christ. And Christ sees their faith, and he says, "Your sins are forgiven." And I would like to think, just for a little bit, how Christ saw these people's, how he saw their faith specifically. If we look at the other gospels, so in Matthew, it just says that they brought him to Jesus. But in the other two gospels, it says that they specifically tore down the roof to lower this paralytic man, to lower him right before Christ so he could see. So there was obstacles in the way in order to bring this man to Christ. But because of their faith, they overcome the obstacles and brought him to Christ. So there's often this parallel, we think, between faith and works. And this is somewhat what I would like to talk about. We learn very clearly from James. James says that we are saved not by faith alone. And he also says that if you want to say that you have faith, he says, "I will show you my faith by my works." And so we see, I think, an example of this within the gospel with these people who truly believed that Christ could heal this man and went out of their way and did everything they could to make sure they brought him there. And so in America, with many different Christian denominations, we might often hear people quote St. Paul, who said, "We are saved by faith alone." "We are saved by faith, not by works, so that no man can boast." And I would like to clarify this a little bit. Many times, we re-understand what it means for works in our own context, but we miss the actual picture, what Paul was actually saying. And so if we look at other places where Paul says that refers to people who are boasting in works, we'll come quickly to Galatians. And in Galatians, he talks about these people who wanted the Christians to be circumcised and follow ceremonial practices. And so Paul says that they wanted to count all the people that they were able to start following the Jewish customs of circumcision and ceremonial laws. And it says specifically because they wanted to boast in their flesh, boast in making them disciples of Judaism as well as being Christians. And Paul says this should never be the case, that the only thing we should be boasting in is Christ. Sometimes when we hear faith apart from works, what they often refer to is a virtuous life, and this is not what Paul was referring to at all. Paul is specifically saying we are saved by faith apart from the works of the law, so that no man can boast. We're not saved through the old law, through circumcision and through the ceremonial laws, but we are saved through faith, but an active faith as we saw in the disciples, as we saw in these people who brought the man that was paralyzed to Christ this morning. And so, at least this morning, many times we might think we hear the gospel, but how does it actually apply? And I think there's four main actions or verbs in this passage that we can attempt to apply to ourselves. So first, we see that these people bear the paralytic and bring him to Christ. And I think we need to recognize within our own lives the things that are paralyzed, our own maybe specific virtues that are paralyzed in our own life, that we aren't able to rise up and do the things which Christ is calling us to do. Maybe we spend a little time throughout this week and think about our own failings, our own maybe greediness or stinginess, and truly bring this to Christ and seek healing from him. And I truly believe, so the second thing is, when Christ sees that we want to bring these things, see the actions that are paralyzed in our own life, that we are in actions, our inability to work in our faith, if we truly bring this to Christ in faith, I believe that he will see this, just as he saw the faith of the paralytic and of his friends. He will see our faith and our action. He will see this. And what's the next thing that happens after he sees them? Is he forgives the man of his sins. And this was a big issue for the Pharisees at that time, because who could forgive sins but God alone? And ultimately Christ says, yeah, that's right, only God can forgive sins. And to prove that he is God and able to forgive sins, he then raises him up. And so the conclusion of bearing our shortcomings, bearing our inability to act, is that bringing them and bearing them before Christ, the conclusion is healing. But we must first find forgiveness, and we'll find healing. And so all this said, going back to the idea of faith apart from works, if you are interested in more, N.T. Wright has written a ton about this. But ultimately, this idea of faith apart from works doesn't truly exist in Scripture. And it was a misunderstanding that Martin Luther specifically applied to his own context and missed the point of St. Paul. And so next time, perhaps we hear someone say that we are saved apart from works, apart from a virtuous life, perhaps we could think in our minds of the man that's hanging on the cliff asking for help, and he's told he doesn't need to do anything but let go. It will surely bring to death. So throughout this week, let us struggle towards Christ, to find him in our lives, and to glorify him every day of our life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.